When you hear the name Columbus, what do you think? Are you thinking, all right, maybe he brought some diseases over to America and had to enslave some Native Americans to help build and colonize America, but at least he made it to what it is today? If you thought that, congrats on graduating from elementary school. So to get you prepared for some of the horrible things he's done, I think it's best we start from the beginning. Christopher Columbus's real name was Cristoforo Colombo. A common myth was that he discovered the world was round, when in reality, people already knew that the world was shaped like a sphere. Columbus at one point pondered the fact that the world was shaped like a ball with a breast-like protuberance. Instead of trusting experts, Columbus believed that the Earth was thousands of miles smaller than it actually was, which was from Elizabeth Colbert in The New Yorker. And on top of that, Columbus himself stated that, I found it, the world was not round, but pear-shaped, round where it has a nipple, for there is taller, or as if one had a round ball, and on one side it should be shaped like a woman's breast, and this nipple is the part in the highest and closest to heaven. This is the log of his third voyage in 1498. He thought that heaven was the Garden of Eden, where you could eat as much as possible and you would live in a paradise. In the 1400s, people thought Asia was much bigger than it actually is. Columbus attempted to sail to India but ended up too far in the Caribbean islands. Columbus thought he was correct, so when he landed on the island, he mistook the indigenous Taino people of Hispaniola as Indians. The Taino greeted Columbus and his crew cautiously, yet with hopes that they could become friends. But all they got in return were enslaving them, giving them a variety of diseases, and raping and slaughtering the women. A few of the Taino people were brought back as slaves to Columbus, realizing their mistake of thinking they could trust him. Columbus wrote in his journal, "They were very well built, with very handsome bodies and very good faces," he wrote. "They do not carry arms or seem to know them. They should be good servants." Some historians believe that that meant servant to God, yet that would still mean he wanted to bring them back to his land and attempt to convert them. Columbus saw the Taino people as obstacles, like they were plants he needed to chop down to clear for colonization. They weren't human to him. Columbus sent thousands of peaceful Taino Indians from the island of Hispaniola to Spain to be sold. Many died en route. Columbus made his slaves mine for gold. Their punishments would result in the loss of a limb or even death. Even though the Taino people would die in these mines and were forced to dedicate their lives to finding gold, a big portion of the gold would go to Columbus himself. Soon people realized the terrible things he had done. In 1499, Columbus was arrested by the Spanish government when they saw the mistreatment of the Spanish colonies in Hispaniola. His mistreatments included punishments such as execution without even getting put on trial. In 1484, he tried to get King John II of Portugal to approve his project. Then 3 years later, he tried to get King Henry VII of England and King Charles VIII of France to help him with his trip. Once again, he was turned down. He was even rejected by his own country, Spain, but the king and queen changed their mind and decided to help him. So now you know. Maybe you'll think twice and remember what Columbus did on October 14th, aka Columbus Day, or as newly educated people like to call it, Indigenous Peoples Day. We as students need to understand that history is starting to reveal the truth. It is no longer the white man giving to the Indians and becoming friends. There is slaughter, rape, slavery, disease, and most of all, death. I know this seems grim, but you can't teach people history if you're just teaching incorrect history. That's just called lying. I hope that you have a new perspective on Christopher Columbus, a villain.